You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.
I'm James Hadley, founder and CEO of Immersive Labs. I was given a computer by my dad when I was about 8 or 9 years old. And after that, became a bit of an addict in terms of geeking out. So first of all, programming, but then also trying to find ways of doing things that it shouldn't do, be it try to get to programs that should have been, not have the capacity to run, or to try and find ways of getting to different parts of the operating system that might have been blocked. So when I was at school, they didn't really have much in the way of computer studies, either as a qualification or as a side subject. So at 16, I went to college and specialised and did a sort of a two-year course in computer studies. And it was after that that I applied for and joined GCHQ. I spent the next 10 to 15 years consulting across government departments, the UK Ministry of Defence, and some commercial organisations, including sort of spin-outs from Betfair, a trading platform. And then it was prior to starting Immersive Labs where I had probably my most fundamental career change, which is I became an instructor, where I was teaching cybersecurity as part of the GCHQ Cyber Summer School. Well, what I identified was academic background had very little bearing or influence on how individuals developed over the course of the summer school. And I realised that passive classroom-based learning doesn't really suit the people or the pace of cybersecurity. And that's because the content is dated very quickly and it's quite one-dimensional. So it doesn't really get the creative minds in the room engaging. I think I'm a very driven individual. One of the things that I'm most proud of is Immersive Labs is the speed of which we've grown over the last 3.5 years in the marketplace. So I'd say I was very driven, very fast, but also very caring as an individual. My favourite part of what we do is speed. So we react to what's happening in the world very quickly. So, for example, within 4 hours of WannaCry hitting the headlines and crippling the National Health Service here in the UK, we were able to get a practical hands-on copy of that lab to all of our customers within 4 hours. So I think the thing that I'm most proud of is the speed of which we can react to helping our customers. As a solo founder, it's quite a lonely experience building a technology company, because you essentially have to learn everything across the whole organization yourself for the first time, be it sales, marketing, customer success, technology, support, it's investment, for example, share options, everything that needs doing in the company is the first time that you're doing it. And I'd say the biggest challenge was probably doing it alone. Use the internet. Everything to get into cybersecurity is available on the internet. It's free to acquire and learn. Don't get hung up or focused on certifications. For me and for the Immersive Labs value proposition, certifications based on multiple choice exams aren't a true barometer or evidence of capability. and instead spending time on what actually interests you, for example, blog posts or research, and then try and get that across to prospective employers, because that will go a lot further than pieces of paper. I think now in the world that we live in, everything works. It's quite seamless. So for example, if you take cloud computing or uploading files or sending emails, everything works. And that's because obviously computing is a global, worldwide accessible item for the majority of developed countries. When I was younger, sort of going back 20, 30 years, you could actually fix a lot of the things yourself because you had to. Or if something didn't exist, you had to create it because it wasn't ubiquitous. And I think because things don't work, you have to apply that troubleshooting and perseverance mindset to achieve your outcomes. Whereas now, because the world is so interconnected and so global, you rarely get a chance to have to troubleshoot or fix something, because if it doesn't, you'd probably find just another supplier or another device to use in order to achieve your outcomes. There was no copying and pasting of code from the internet. You had to figure it out yourself.
Hey everybody, today I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.